Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's decided to provide more emergency assistance to Tonga in the wake of the recent volcanic eruptions and tsunami. The country will send another batch of emergency supplies worth 20 million yuan or 3.1 million U.S. dollars to Tonga. The assistance also includes emergency humanitarian aid in cash and aid materials raised through the Chinese embassy in Fiji. The first batch of emergency supplies arrived in Tonga on January the 19th. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says China will continue to provide relief and post-disaster reconstruction assistance in light of the disaster situation and the needs of Tonga. China will ramp up control measures over imported cold chain food and farm produce to prevent the spread of COVID-19 through entry points. The General Administration of Customs says it'll also strictly monitor high-risk non-cold chain container goods. It's also stressed disinfection of inbound flights and other high-risk means of transportation and precise quarantine for personnel. China recently found imported infections related to cold chain goods in international mail. The Omicron variant currently dominating the global spread also poses an increasing threat to the country. China is aiming to cut energy consumption per unit of gross domestic product by 13.5% compared to 2020 levels. The target date for reaching the goal is 2025. The state council has released a five-year plan on energy conservation and emissions reduction. The country will launch 10 major projects, including green upgrading in key industries, emissions reductions in communications and logistics industries, and the clean and efficient use of coal. Trade between Fujian and Taiwan has further increased over the past year. The trade volume topped 100 billion yuan, or nearly 16 billion U.S. dollars, in 2021, up 26% year-on-year. Nearly 1,500 Taiwan-invested enterprises were newly established in Fujian last year. The Ministry of Defense in the United Arab Emirates says its air defense systems intercepted and destroyed two ballistic missiles fired by Yemen's Houthi militia. The ministry says a missile launcher in Yemen was destroyed shortly after it launched ballistic missiles against Abu Dhabi. It says no casualties were reported as a result of the attack because the ballistic missile fragments fell in several locations around the UAE capital. The latest exchange of fire came after a Houthi attack on the UAE on January 17th, during which three petroleum tankers burst into flames near Abu Dhabi National Oil Company storage facilities. Three persons were killed and six others injured in the attack. A senior Chinese diplomat says the situation in Burkina Faso's capital is generally calm for now, with no clashes and no reports of casualties in the last 2 days. Earlier, it had been reported that President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore had been detained overnight by mutinous soldiers and was taken to a military camp. Chinese counselor in Burkina Faso, Wang Wenzheng, says around 500 Chinese nationals in the country are safe, adding that the Chinese embassy will closely follow the developments in the country. On Sunday, a countrywide curfew was imposed in Burkina Faso, following reports of gunfire in some army barracks in the morning. The operator of Japan's disaster-hit Fukushima No. 1 nuclear power plant has confirmed that 4 tons of coolant is leaked from 2 storage tanks. The coolant was used to create an ice wall, refraining groundwater from seeping into reactor buildings. The leakage was discovered on January the 16th near the ice wall. Tokyo Electric Power Company says there may be damage to the ice pipes in the wall, and the company will seek to repair that damage. It says there's no immediate impact on the wall's function. The leakage poses more unpredictable challenges in the cleanup of the site nearly 11 years after the massive earthquake and tsunami disaster on Japan's northeastern coast. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach arrived in Beijing for the Winter Games. The IOC says Bach is now in 3 days of isolation before starting his official program on Tuesday. China Media Group's launched an 8K ultra-high-definition television channel. Olympic Broadcasting Services CEO Yonis Zarcho says the 8K TV channel will broadcast the Winter Olympics with the highest technical standard. TV programs on the 8K channel will be shown on screens at 4 train stations on the high-speed railway linking Beijing with Olympic co-host city Zhangjiakou. CMG will also cooperate with cable television networks in Beijing and Guangdong on 8K TV broadcast during the Beijing Winter Olympics. And that's the news. I'm Shane Begum.